If you use the word tired out, you could, is there any other word that you could think of that would mean the same?
Use the word what?
Tired out. Can you think of any other words that would mean
worn out or exhausted? I don't know.
If a person has been quite well and you hear suddenly they have some disease, you could say last night she
seemed perfectly well.
Okay. Or if somebody came home early from school or work or something, it might be because he was
ill.
Let's see. What about the friend of yours that's in the hospital? If he's sick today, and you could say, well, last Sunday she was
working well.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but if he's sick now and will be well again, she'll be up and again, you know.
Up and around.
Up and around. Mm-hmm. All right. If a person has a cold today and it started last Sunday, you could say what? He has a cold and it started last Sunday. You might just say, well, last Sunday he
had the sniffles.
Mm-hmm. Then what happened?
Then it develops into a cold.
If it affects his voice, then you can say what?
Laryngitis.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe he has a little
acting cough.
Alright, and you go to bed when you're feeling what?
Sleepy.
Okay. And say, well, at 6 o'clock I'll...
And what?
At 6 o'clock tomorrow morning I'll just...
wake up.
Okay. If the medicine is still by a patient's bedside, you might want to say, why haven't you...
taken your medicine?
And the patient could answer, well, I... some yesterday.
Yeah.
I what?
Took it yesterday and haven't taken it since.
Okay. If you can't hear anything, if someone can't hear anything at all, you could say that he's stone what?
Yeah.
If someone begins to sweat when he starts to work, you might say that by the time he finishes, what's that?
He starts to work and does labor work.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, he had an unpleasant odor. I don't know what else I'd say.
If you have a sore place on your skin from a burn or something that begins with a B, what would it be?
Burn.
And it starts to puff up?
Blister.
Okay. If you have an infection in your hands, your hands get bigger than it should be, you could say, my hand, what?
My hands are swollen.
But if it's not infected, it probably won't. Something much.
Won't be harmful.
All right, when you do get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what?
Pus.
And what's the best time to open a blister?
When it comes to a head, I suppose.
And what do you drain out?
Pus.
In a war, if a bullet went through somebody's arm, you could say that you had a what?
If what?
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you could say that you have a
wound.
A kind of, when a wound doesn't heal clean, there's something that might form around the edge and has to be taken off and removed. Have you ever heard of the term for that?
An infection?